the constant clock. You can feel the tick and the tock, and you hear them as they mock, as you face into the face of the ever-present clock. The look of shock that in your eyes should not come as a surprise, for we all know that time lies with the dogs that carry fleas. If it pleases you to think that ticking time is just a link, then please yourself away. But time is night, and time is day. It's the rock that man has built, and man's upset when time is spilt and it trickles down the drain. Time and time again, when we take time by the hand and we wander off alone into time's eternal land, we reach the shoreline of the hourglass which trickles out the sand to the ever-present beat of the time in which we'll meet the water lapping at our feet, where the time of tide will greet us as if we, an unborn fetus, have no idea of what time's against us as we try to build a fence against the past and present tense. But time is stone, as it wears away the bone and it eats at all the parts, and time still. The beating hearts and the tears of time will tell if this is heaven or this is hell. And when at the end of day, when the bells ring out to say, "Time, gentlemen, please," we shall get down on our knees and plead for one last chance, just one more loving glance at the time we left behind. I am resigned to that.